choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. I tried to do the sign-up thing online, but it keeps getting stuck, and it just doesn't like me.
Oh, that's never good. I'd be happy to help get you that. If you're looking to sign up, I'd be happy to help with that. Can I get your name, ma'am?
Charlotte Jackson.
Hi, Charlotte. What's your house number?
34 Parish what? Lane.
Okay, what's the zip code?
12449.
One moment while I get that address up.
You just put those fancy boxes in my front yard.
Fantastic. Is this for home or business?
It's a home.
Fantastic. What speed of internet were you originally looking for?
Well, this one says 1,000 megabits, I guess. I don't know.
That's our 1 gig internet, so don't worry about that. So I'll just do that. About how large is your home?
How large is my home? 1,100 square feet.
Alrighty. Were you looking for any kind of home phone services?
I don't know. How much is your home phone service?
So our home phone service is an additional $24.99 a month. It includes most things you'd find with, you know, your standard home phones like voicemail, call waiting, caller ID, local
and number.
Yes, you would be able to keep your same number.
Oh, well, if it's only $24 a month, that's half of what I'm paying now, so. Sure.
There we go. All right, what is your current home phone number?
845-336.
Mm-hmm. 1 second.
7654.
All right. Do you need any kind of additional phone jacks?
No, it's just me.
All right. Do you need any additional lines, or it's just the one?
No, it's just the one line that I'm using. I mean, there's two already in the house, but
no.
So.
No worries about that. Do you own or rent your property?
I own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they from the pole or underground?
Are we talking like
electricity?
Water or
electricity.
Right now it's above ground from the pole.
Okay, through the air. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Alrighty. Can you spell your name for me just so I have it properly in our system?
C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E. Last name Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
What's a good email address for you, Charlotte?
C as in cat 28 Jackson, AOL.com.
And the phone number you're contacting me at right now, the 845-336-7654, is that a good contact number?
Yep.
Fantastic. And we have a couple of ways we can communicate with you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Well, this phone number you can't text. So
oh, no freeze dryer.
That's out. You can call this number.
Okay.
I just don't typically give out the
cell phone number. No worries there. So here at Arch Top Fiber, we can communicate with our customers via phone, but from Arch Top Fiber, any of its agents or contractors with information about updates and other such benefits as like additional savings that may come down the line if need be, or any other account specific updates. And you selecting it to use phone services is not a condition for, you know, service. So just so you are aware.
So go through that spiel again. So you're telling me that I can or cannot?
So essentially, us contacting you by phone isn't a condition of you signing up for service with us. We're just informing you of how we will be able to communicate with you.
Okay, so how are you going to communicate with me if I don't give you a cell number?
For your phone number, we can contact you about account-specific updates and updates about information regarding your service and anything happening in the area by phone. That's essentially by you giving us permission to contact you by phone. We're just letting you know what we may do.
Something wrong with the lines or whatever. Yeah, I mean, if you can get through on the phone, assuming the internet's working.
Understandable. So if you'd like to, you can provide at an addition later down the line, you can provide a cell phone number if you'd like something like for that to happen. It's not necessary at this time, but it is something you can do down the line.
That's fine.
All right. It looks like your service date is going to be November 26th. So that's next month. So we won't be able to fully get you, signed up for an installation date at this time. Our system just won't allow us. And we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber internet service with home phone service. And we're going to be pulling your number in from who's your current service provider?
It's an online thing.
Okay, so no worries there. So we'll be able to pull.
I just pay the bill.
No worries there. So we'll be able to pull all of that information in. And so I do need to let you know that we do need to run a soft credit check to gather a few bits of information to verify you are who you say you are and see if a minimum deposit is required. We do a soft credit check. Doesn't hurt your credit score. We're just pulling that few bits of information just to see if that minimum deposit is required. You can choose to bypass this, but if you do so, you will be required to pay a minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that?
Go ahead. Run the credit check.
Fantastic. Give me one moment while I pull some of this information over. And then when I'm ready for it, I'll let you know, and I'll be asking for that social. So give me one moment. All right. 34 Parish Lane in Lake Katrine, correct?
Correct. Oh, the phone is Vonage. There you go. It came to me. Vonage.
So you use Vonage. Okay. Thank you much for that information. So we more than likely, what we'll do is it'll probably take 5 to 10 days for us to port that number over when we do that. So when we give you a call, we'll be letting you know so that we can set you up for that installation window that allows us to get that number in so that when we install your service, your phone comes on the same day.
And then I would just call Vonage and cancel?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And we're going to copy that phone number over. So, Charlotte, whenever you're ready, go ahead with your social.
107-646-435.
What's the last three or last two?
3-5.
Thank you much for that. Your phone keeps cutting out a little bit every once in a while. I don't know why, but good news is you're not going to be required to make any kind of deposit, so you're a great match for us here at ArchTop Fiber.
No worries there.
All right. And would you like to enroll in our auto pay and paperless billing to get the internet at $69.99?
At the time of the install, can we set it up then? I mean, I don't want to give you information now to take and I'm not prepared for it.
No worries about that. So you're not going to be charged anything today. So we can set you up for at least paperless billing, and you'll actually be able to enroll in those automatic payments through your online account at any time before your installation. It is recommended that if you do want to receive the price of $69.99 for your, to do that.
Do you send me that information in the mail to make sure I get all that paperwork taken care of? Or?
So your online account, all of that information will be provided to you after we complete everything today. So I'll go through with it with you, just so you're aware. I am going to help you with a small step by setting you up for paperless billing. So that's just one tick box you're not going to have to check.
Okay.
Alrighty. So I do have a couple of legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you because, you know, it's the legalese and everybody's just like, well, what is it? What do you have to do? It's just like, well, just so you're aware, at the time of your initial connection, a technician will help determine the best way to connect your service to our fiber internet at the street. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, that drop cable may be laid on the ground. And if it is, we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider for your internet service or home phone, we do ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your services have been installed before you call and cancel or just go online and cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by ArchTop Fiber is property of ArchTop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at ArchTop Fiber. Failure to do so can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also also access your billing statements and pay your bill online if you have not already set up your auto payments by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this Arch Top Fiber online account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yeah, just one question.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you give me a box or do I use my own? Because I have my own modem and router, so.
So you can utilize your own equipment in terms of the router, any kind of Wi-Fi extenders you may have. But for your modem, we actually provide you one that's specific for our fiber optic lines that is required in order to have service into the home. There are certain ones that do allow you to utilize a fiber optic signal, but they do cost a little bit more of a substantial amount of money to have. And most...
Well, I don't mind using yours. I just wanted to make sure because I had the router... assuming I have it for a reason, so.
No, I understand. So, yeah, the ONT gateway, which is our modem, pretty much takes the fiber optic signal and transmits it out into the internet signal for your router to take and distribute throughout your house.
Okay, so I'll use one and not the other, but keep it as a backup for...
If you'd like to do that, it is perfectly up to you. It's up to the customer's choice of what equipment they wish to use from us. We do recommend utilizing our equipment because anything past your gateway, the modem that we provide for you, if you are using your own system, we cannot properly troubleshoot, just in case.
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, obviously we'd have to use your modem because it's specific, but... Would I need the router?
You don't necessarily need the router. If you'd like to, you can utilize your own if you so decide to do so. That way you don't actually have to make any kind of changes to your internet's settings that you already have set in place, like your Wi-Fi passwords or Wi-Fi name. It's just going to be a different signal coming into the home for who the internet is through.
But we can have the same name.
That is correct.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay.
Alrighty. So how did you hear about us here at Arch Top Fiber? You said you just got the signs posted in your yard?
No, you dug a hole in my front yard.
Oh, they probably were coming through and putting in the new fiber optic lines throughout the streets.
Yes, they were.
All right. Fantastic. Is there anything our installers should be aware of on your property, such as buried wired septic tanks or large wells?
Well, there is a invisible fence under there for the dog.
All right. I just like to make sure that it's noted so that our installers are aware of it's on the property. Even if they're not interacting with it, letting them know that it's there means that they'll be able to be a bit more careful on your property. Because sometimes, well, I've had customers not tell us about it. And then we get calls after the installation is done saying, oh, you guys dug up my invisible fence. I'm like, did you let us know it was there?
And they say, the dog's not going to get out of the yard since he's passed away. So... I'm not overly concerned, so to speak. The dog's not using it right now.
No worries. Just having it listed, that it'll ensure that our installers, even though they are very, very cautious and protective of our customers' property while they are on the premises, it just ensures that they are aware of the situation.
Agreed.
All righty. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for me today?
Not at this time, no.
Fantastic. Let me get this order placed. Here in a couple moments, you'll be receiving two emails. One is going to be a verification email letting you know, saying, hey, here's a little bit of the details about what we went through over today and giving you an order confirmation number. And the second email is going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account. It's going to have a hyperlink within it so that you can, you know, log in for the first time and set up your full password, because you'll receive a temporary password in that email, as well as set up your security questions just in case you do need to reset it at any time in the future.
Okay. And you don't provide phones, right? I can use my same phone.
You'll be able to use your same phone. We don't provide the actual telephone in themselves. We just provide the service for it.
Okay.
Alrighty. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Charlotte?
No, thank you.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for calling us here at Arch Top Fiber. Hopefully you have a wonderful rest of your day and welcome to the family.
All right, great. Thank you so much.